This is the ICE Office of Detention and Removal Pre-Employment Physical Fitness Test. There are three components to the Immigration Enforcement Agent Pre-Employment Fitness Test. Passing all three tests is a requirement. Each test must be successfully completed to progress to the next test. Testing stops as soon as one of the tests is failed. You will be required to perform the kneel stand test, followed by 15 push-ups within 2 minutes, then a 5-minute step test that requires stepping onto and off of a 16-inch bench at a rate of 96 steps per minute. Failure of any one of these tests stops the pre-employment fitness test. There will be a 3-minute rest period between each of the tests. During this time, you will be instructed how to perform the next exercise. All of the tests you will be taking today were thoroughly described and illustrated in the materials you received from the hiring center. You were instructed to become familiar with the content of these materials. Additionally, you were to practice these fitness tests. It is critical that you understand that the pre-employment fitness test is only one step in the applicant screening process. You must keep yourself in top physical condition from now on to assure that you can successfully complete the rigorous requirements of the academy and perform the job duties of law enforcement officers of the ICE Office of Detention and Removal. Listen closely now as Dr. Scott Miner explains the kneel stand test.
The first test is the kneel stand test. During the explanation of this test, a number of cues will be given. You do not have to memorize the order of the movements. Your test administrator will demonstrate each movement during the practice session. Follow along and perform the movements with the test administrator. Now we'll begin the practice session. Perform the movements as commands are given. Assume the starting position by lying on your stomach, arms directly alongside your body, palms facing ceiling. Ready. Come to the upright double kneeling position. Thighs and trunk completely vertical. Clasp hands with straight arms in front in firearm aimed position. Index finger aimed at the examiner's mid-chest. Arms should be level, elbows locked straight, head upright. This position of clasped hands, level arms, pointed index finger, locked elbows, and upright head is the firearm aimed position. You must maintain this position throughout the test. One leg at a time, stand up. Assume right kneeling. Stand up. Assume left kneeling. Stand up. One leg at a time, assume double kneeling. One leg at a time, stand up. One leg at a time, assume double kneeling. You will be required to hold this position for 2 minutes during the actual test. One leg at a time, stand up. Remain in the firearm aimed position and relax your arms. During the actual test, you will be given an indication of time remaining in 30-second intervals. Then at the end of 2 minutes, keeping both arms in front of you, with the elbows fully extended and locked in the firearm aimed position, you will be instructed to stand up one leg at a time. This ends the practice session. You will have 30 seconds before the actual kneel stand test starts. Relax your body, loosen your arms and legs. The timed test will begin now. Assume the starting position, lying on your stomach, arms directly alongside your body, palms facing the ceiling. Ready. Come to the upright double kneeling position. Clasp hands, extend arms forward into the firearm aimed position. One leg at a time, stand up. Assume right kneeling. Stand up. Assume left kneeling. Stand up. One leg at a time, assume double kneeling. One leg at a time, stand up. One leg at a time, assume double kneeling. Hold this position for 2 minutes. Seconds down, 1.5 minutes to go. One minute down, 1 minute to go. One and a half minutes down, 30 seconds to go. Maintain elbows locked, firearm aimed position. One leg at a time, stand up. Relax your arms. The kneel stand test is finished.
Thank you, Scott. You will now have a 3-minute rest period, during which time instructions for the push-up test will be given. The second test is the push-up. You must complete 15 proper form push-ups within 2 minutes. The depth of the push-up will be measured by using a 4-inch high foam block. Your sternum, also known as the breastbone, must touch this block on each repetition. An audio tone and verbal instructions on this CD will instruct you when to start and stop this test. The test administrator will evaluate your form during the test, count successful repetitions out loud, and correct your form as needed. You will start in the up position with elbows locked, hands spaced shoulder-width apart, with your head up, and with your thumbs aligned with the crease of the shoulder. Your body must be kept in a straight line, with the feet close together throughout the test. Keeping your body straight, drop down until your sternum touches the foam block. Then, maintaining a straight body, push up until the elbows are straight. Returning to the up position with elbows locked completes one push-up. Push-ups done with a sagging back, raised buttocks, or with feet spread wide apart will not count. Additionally, half push-ups where you fail to touch the foam block or do not come all the way up to a straight elbow position also will not count. While push-ups done incorrectly don't count, you may continue to perform push-ups until time expires. If you need to rest, do so only in the up position. The test will stop when the test administrator confirms that 15 proper form push-ups have been performed, or when 2 minutes have expired, or when you can't perform any more push-ups and stop, or when your knees touch the ground. The test will begin in 45 seconds. Now, assume the starting position. Start when you hear the audio tone. Ready? Begin. Halfway. Fifteen seconds left. Time. This ends the push-up test. You will now have a 3-minute rest, during which time you will be given instructions and will have an opportunity to practice the step test. This is the 5-minute step test for immigration enforcement agent applicants. The step test is used as a screening tool to measure cardiovascular efficiency. To perform the test, you will step up and down on a 16-inch bench at a rate of 96 steps per minute for 5 minutes. Your test administrator will step with you as you practice. Start with your left foot. March in place until you have taken a total of 8 alternating left-right steps, then stop. Ready? March. Left-right, 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 left-stop. Let's practice again. Ready? March. Left-right, 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 left-stop. Now we will practice marching in place and stepping onto the bench in cadence. Following the ready command, march in place for 8 steps. March in place until you hear the up command. Start with your left foot. Ready? March. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Up, up, down, down. Up, up, down, down. Up, up, down, stop. If you become fatigued during the test, you may switch feet. However, when changing feet, make sure you keep stepping on and off the bench. Keep moving. Remember, keep stepping in time with the beat. This ends the practice session. The time test will begin in 60 seconds. The time test will begin now. Ready? March. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, up, up, down, down, 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 up, up, down, down.
1 minute down, 4 to go.
Up, up, down, down, 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 up, up, down, down.
2 minutes down, 3 to go.
Up, up, down, down, 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 up, up, down, down.
3 minutes down, 2 to go.
Up, up, down, down, 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 up, up, down, down.
4 minutes down, 1 to go.
Up, up, down, down, 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 up, up, down, down.
30 seconds to go.
Up, up, down, down, 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 up,
down, stop. The step test is finished. This completes the pre-employment fitness test for Office of Detention and Removal Law Enforcement Officer job applicants. Remember, it is your responsibility to get in shape and maintain a high level of physical fitness to prepare for attendance at the academy and, potentially, for a career as a law enforcement officer with Immigration and Customs Enforcement.